G'day, Stephen.
Hi, Smithy.
It does seem peculiar, as you point out today, that that substantial exchange between Kerry and Kevin Rudd did not talk about the issue of our free-falling dollar.
Well, yeah, I was surprised. I mean, the biggest issues at the moment are obviously a global banking collapse. I should tell your listeners that just in the last 10 minutes, Smithy, the German and British stock markets have just opened 10% down.
Wow.
And
Jeez.
The big British banks are down by 15 to 20%. So it's getting worse following on
Yeah.
from our 8% fall today and Japan. So, yeah, but clearly the fact that the Australian dollar is crashing and has just had its worst week since it was floated, falling
Yeah.
17%. That is a big issue for Australia and a big issue for the Prime Minister because the world is reflecting very poorly on our currency, even though we do have a strong banking system and we keep being told that our banks are the strongest in the world. The world's clearly concerned about our reliance on foreign debt, foreign capital, the current account deficit, and the commodities bubble bursting are hurting our mining profits.
And of course, as our dollar falls in value, it becomes more and more expensive for us to repay that debt.
Well, that's right, and more expensive to travel, but obviously, and, you know, more expensive to import oil and things like that. But equally, good news for our farmers and our exporters. So the likes of the BHPs won't suffer as much from crashing commodity prices. You know, the copper price fell 10% overnight, but if the currency is crashing as well, then you make more out of US dollars in the future. But look, it's just unprecedented what we're seeing. It's cascading around the world. The first two big collapses out of Japan today, a big real estate company and a big life insurance company. And hopefully something comes out of Washington this weekend when the big G7 meeting gets together to save the world.
It was interesting that Ireland, the country of Ireland, went early in guaranteeing bank deposits. And that, of course, has meant every other country has got to start doing that, or money will just flow one way into Ireland. Now, the Prime Minister wasn't quizzed about that last night, but he has made a statement about Australian bank deposits today.
Yeah, he's saying that they've been working on a scheme for a long time, and the $20,000 scheme, and he's going to push ahead with that, which I think is inevitable because, I mean, Malcolm Turnbull saying it should be $100,000. When the rest of the world is guaranteeing their deposits, then clearly you have to join in. Otherwise, money will leave your country and will go to countries which is regarded as safe and which has government guarantees. So the only thing people are believing these days, they don't believe big private banks, they're only believing government guarantees. And even then, it's got to be a strong government because look what's happened in Iceland and Pakistan's running out of foreign reserves and weak sovereign states are falling over as well. So it's the You've got to have a government guarantee from a big, strong country, and you'll attract the cash in this global crisis.
Yeah, how does that tie in with our falling dollar, in your view? What does that say about confidence in this country?
Well, I think that if we had the unlimited guarantee of deposits in Australia, like the Irish had done, well, the dollar wouldn't have fallen so far. But clearly it's going to be falling anyway because of the commodity prices issue. And particularly,
yeah.
It's falling hard against the yen because the Japanese are absolutely panicking now, and the Japanese have been huge lenders in Australia because their interest rates are only 0.5%. So what the Japanese will do is they borrow at 0.5% in Japan, and they invest it at 6% in Australia, and they make 5.5% a year. It's called the carry trade.
Yep.
That is being unwound, and you're also finding that foreign investment funds are all there's a massive run going on, where people are pulling money out of hedge funds, they're pulling money out of their mutual funds in the US, everyone's asking for their money back. And so all these professional investors who would normally be buying in this crisis, saying, oh, it's cheap, let's buy it, they're having to conserve cash and sell to give cash back to their original clients. So it's just this it's this huge run which is going on, not just on banks, but on anyone who runs money.
It seems very unlikely to me, and I did speak with a commentator earlier who didn't agree with me, but I think it's very unlikely that we will finish with the $20 billion surplus the government is projecting for 2008-09 this financial year.
Well, absolutely no chance. I mean, if I was the Wayne Swan, I'd be happy to have a surplus at all. There's going to be big bad debt write-offs, and banks are huge contributors of tax revenue, and a company like BHP is not going to be paying $4 or $5 billion in tax this year because their profits are going to be way down because the oil prices crashed and copper prices are crashing and these sort of things. I mean, capital gains tax revenues don't look too flash, Smithy, when your share market's down 42% since November, which has never happened before. So,
I was very surprised in the context of that to hear the dry of all dries, Houston, calling today for a pension increase immediately. You'd have to think pensions will come under all sorts of pressure.
That was one of the craziest suggestions I've ever seen. What is actually happening here is that there's going to be a huge call on government revenue all over the world because the governments are bailing out the financial system and our surplus is fast dwindling, as for the reason I just explained before. So governments around the world are going to have to tighten their belts. So the last thing that's going to happen in Australia is an increase in pension payments or welfare payments because the governments have got to ration the scarce money now. I mean, in the United States, there's no way they're going to keep spending $500 billion a year on the military. I mean, they're just not going to be able to afford it because the US are basically broke and are printing money at record rates to try and reflate things and to fund all these bailouts. So governments all over the world are going to have to tighten their belts just as corporates are, but governments equally will slash interest rates until print enough money until things get fixed.
One last quickie. Paul Keating has made the suggestion that we should hook into the superannuation accounts, what remains of them, for the purpose of home loans. It doesn't seem to be getting too much discussion.
No, it's not, although I think it's actually not a bad idea. The bottom line here is that it's very much everyone looking after themselves in this environment. People are pulling cash back to their home country, like the Japanese are pulling out of Australia, taking their money back home. We've got a couple of $100 billion of super invested offshore. A lot of it in the US market. And with the US dollar being so strong against our dollar, my personal view is it would make sense to bring some of that money back to Australia, take advantage of the very weak Australian dollar and the very strong US dollar, and actually have more money available in Australia to support Australian companies because there's going to be a whole stack of share issues coming up because debt's not available, and also to help the banks roll over this $120 billion of foreign debt, which is coming up in the next 12 months, to support Australian mortgages. So I think it makes a lot of sense to tap in and match the trillion of super with the trillion of household debt and to not, as a nation, have to call on foreign borrowings. So have less foreign borrowings and have less offshore investments, bring the cash back and aim to be self-sufficient in this crisis where your first responsibility is to keep your own economy and your own banks and everything strong at home.
Makes a lot of sense. Stephen Mayne, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks, Nitty.
Stephen Mayne, and you can read about his views, mainreport.com.au.